Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf ayin beis. The Gemara is trying to understand the case that's being dealt with in the Mishnah on the bottom of ayin aleph mabeis. There are two bavis that start off the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah tells us that Pesach sheshechta shaloi l'shmoi b'shabes chayav alav chatas. If you take a carbon Pesach, you shechta shaloi l'shmoi. We know that Pesach, when it's shechted shaloi l'shmoi, is possible. So it turns out that it was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, and therefore is chayav a carbon chatas. That everybody agrees to. The second bava of the Mishnah is machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. In the second bava, we're talking about shar kol zvachim, other carbon that you shechted l'shem carbon Pesach. There's a machloikis. If these carbonis are not ru'uyin, then everybody agrees that you're chayv a carbon chatas, because again, you're mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. However, if these carbonis were ru'uyin, they were fit to be brought as a carbon Pesach, we have a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds you're chayv a carbon chatas, just like the other cases, you're mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. Rabbi Yeshua says over here, you're not chayv a carbon chatas, because it's called ta bedvar mitzvah. The person made a mistake when he was trying to be mekayim a mitzvah. He thought that these karbonis were karbon Pesach, and he was trying to mekayim the mitzvah of shechitas karbon Pesach. In such a case, you don't bring a karbon chatas. So in the first bava of the Mishnah, where he shechted the karbon Pesach shaloi l'shmoi, he wasn't attempting to be mekayim the mitzvah of shechitas karbon Pesach. So it's not called tabedvar mitzvah, it's a regular aveir b'shoigig. Similarly, in the second bava, where they were einan ru'uyin, where he brought karbonis that were not fit to be brought for the carbon Pesach, everybody knows that you don't bring the carbon Pesach from these animals, like an egel or an ayil ben shtei shanim or an akeva. In those cases, it's not possible to say that the person was tov b'dvar mitzvah, because everybody knows that it can't be brought as a carbon Pesach, and therefore everybody agrees you're chayav carbon chatas. Machlokes is in the case where you brought carbonis which could have been brought for the carbon Pesach, the type of animal that said that's supposed to be brought for the carbon Pesach, and they were really other carbonis, and you brought them with the intention of being mark of the carbon Pesach, you were tov b'dvar mitzvah. What is the source for this din that tov b'dvar mitzvah should be putter from a carbon chatas, and why does Rabbi Lezer argue? So Rashi in the Mishnah gives us the impression that it's svara, because Rashi in the Mishnah Dibar Maschel ve'imru uyin hein explains that the reason behind Rabbi Shu, who says you're putter from a carbon chatas, is v'gdimitoich shetorud ubohol lishchet pischoy tov b'zeh. Since he was torud ubahul, he was confused, he was mixed up, he was busy, he was preoccupied with trying to bring a carbon Pesach, he made a mistake. Later on in the Mishnah, Rashi clarifies this a bit by telling us in the case where a person shechted a balmum, Rashi says the reason why you're chayv over there is the shoygeg hu v'loy onus. He's a shoygeg and not an onus, which gives you the impression that the svara of a person being torud ubahul, he's preoccupied with bringing a carbon Pesach, puts him into the category of an oinus. However, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is dependent on a limud, not Svara. The Gemara says, Shneim loy lamdua ela me'avodis kechavim. They both learned out from avodis kechavim. Rashi explains over there that all karbonis chatis are hukshu to avodis kechavim, because it says, Torah achas yilachem in the parasha of avodis zara. And since by avodis kechavim, the person only brings a karbon chatas under certain scenarios, so we learn out from avodis kechavim. The Gemara says over there, Rabbi Lezer, Savir ka avariske chavim. Ma avariske chavim, Amar achmana loy savid v'chi avid mechayiv. Just like avariske chavim, the Torah says don't do it, and if you do it, you're chayiv. Hachi nami loy shna. So the same thing with any other aver that you do b'shoigei, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua, hasam, loy torid mitzvah, hacha Torid mitzvah. Meaning to say that in the parasha of Avodis Kechavim, the person never is preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. There's no scenario in which one can say that a person was trying to do a mitzvah and in so doing, he by mistake was Oved Avodis Kechavim. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, since it is impossible for that parasha to be talking about a person who was involved in doing a mitzvah, we therefore learn to all other cases that you're only chayiv a karbon chatas in a case where a person was not involved in doing a mitzvah. Reb Chaim Moizer in the Achiezer, Chele Gimel, Simen Pei Gimel, says that according to what it seems from the Gemara in Shabbos, it would come out that this p'tur of Tav B'dvar Mitzvah should only be a p'tur in a carbon chatas. But other chiyuvim that are dependent on a shoigeg, like Tashlume Truma, a person who eats Truma has to pay for the Achilles Truma when he ate a b'shoigeg, or Me'ilois, those cases where you don't bring a carbon chatas, you bring an Osha, Mesham Me'ilois, you bring Tashlumin, those cases you would not have the p'tur of Tav B'dvar Mitzvah. However, says Reb Chaim Moizer, that's not true, because the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Aleph brings the same din of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah LeGabi Karben Me'ila. And, of course, in our Gemara, over here on Amud Beis, we find that Legabi Tashlumei Truma, we say the same thing. Tabit Var Mitzvah is Potter, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Says Reb Chaim Oizer that you have to say that after we have the limud from Chatas, from Avodah Zarah, that the Karban Chatas that you're Chayef for is only in a case where a person was not trying to do a mitzvah, we learn out Misvara to other cases. So even though Rashi gives it the impression in our Mishnah that the din of Tabit Var Mitzvah is built on Svara, it starts with the limud from Avodah Zarah. However, it would seem that it's not only svara that is used after the limud from Avodah Zarah to determine what things are pater midin, tabet var mitzvah. Rather, even before we make the limud from Avodah Zarah, it would seem that there's a machlokes or Belezer and Yeshua in svara what to extract from the pasuk. Because why is it that they argue what we learn out from Avodah Zarah? Both of them, it says in the Gemara, learn out from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Lezer's limit from Avodah Zarah is that any person who did an Aveira is always chayav a karban, and therefore, even if you were involved in a mitzvah when you did the Aveira, Rabbi Yeshua says, well, Avodah Zarah is only a case where the person wasn't involved in doing a mitzvah. Why do they argue? What's the shayrish of the machlokes? Because it's obvious that you cannot limit the din of Avodah Zarah to cases where a person is not involved in doing a mitzvah unless you have a svara why that should make a difference as far as the person's chiyuv chatas is concerned. If you believe that there's a reason why when a person is involved in doing a mitzvah he ought not to bring a karban chatas, then you could say, well, in the case of Avodah Zarah, we find that it was only said where a person is not involved in doing a mitzvah, and we have a reason why that detail is significant. If we can uncover the shayrish of this machlokes, there are a couple of things in this sugya that will become much clearer to us. So I believe that it's possible to explain the machlokes of Belezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that they have a fundamental machlokes with regards to how to understand what a person brings a karban chatas for every time he brings a karban chatas. And I found that the Sefer Masis Moshe from Rav Moshe Chavroini over here in Psachim seems to take a similar approach. And that is as follows. You can clear what does it mean when a person has to bring a karban chatas, there could be one of two mechayvim for the karban chatas. The Pashat Havana, the simple understanding of why a person is bringing karban chatas, is because the fact that he did a sin, the fact that he did an Aveira, even though it was b'shoigeg, the act of doing the Aveira is mechayev a karban chatas. There's something wrong. A person needs a kapara for the action of doing the Aveira, although it's done b'shoigeg, and that is a karban chatas. However, the other way to understand is that a person does not have to bring a karban because of the action that he did. Rather, the chiyev karban chatas is because of the shgaga, the ha'alama, the fact that the person forgot, or it was nela mimenu, either the fact that this thing was usher, the fact that it was Shabbos today, the information that led to his being over the Aveira. Because of not remaining aware and cognizant of the fact that it's Shabbos, or the fact that a certain thing is usher, is in and of itself an avla. There's something wrong with the fact that the person allowed it to slip from his consciousness. This is something that's discussed extensively by the Achronim in Perek Klal Gadol in Shabbos, and one of the common applications of this shaila is the way that many Achronim understand the machloikis between Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva in Klal Gadol, in Perek Klal Gadol in Shabbos, Daf Samaches Mabez. Over there, there's a machloikis as to whether a tinuk shenishba, a child who was captured amongst the goyim, and he never knew that there was a concept called Shabbos, he never knew the dinim, is that person chayev to bring a karban chatas when he finds out later that he was over plenty of chatoim b'shoigik? If the reason why you bring a karban chatas is because the maisa aveira warrants a kapara, unless it was ba'oinis, this person was not an oinis, he did it b'shoigik, he did it with awareness, it's just that he wasn't aware of the dinim. So that's called an aveira b'shoigik and you're chayev chatas. However, if the reason why you're chayev chatas is because of the ha'aloma, the fact that you forgot that something was usher, and that led to your aveira, so that means there's a chutzpah, a person who knew that something was usher, and then he let it slip from his consciousness, he needs to bring a karban, because how could it be that the melech was mitzavi you something, and you let it slip from your mind? But if you were never aware of it, then there's no makim to be mechayiv your karban chatas, there's no shichicha, there's no forgetting of something that you knew. For an extensive discussion as to what the mechayiv, the karban chatas is, take a look at the Afike Yam, Chelek Beis, Simen Hay, and the Stipler, the Kilus Yankov in Hurius, the first Simen. The Chazon Yecheskel in Krisis also has a discussion about this, as well as in his Chedushim for Shabbos, Daf Ayin. It could be that this is the Hesber in the Machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua as well. Rebbe Lezer holds that the chiyuv karban is a chiyuv because the person did an aver b'shoigig, is because of the mais aver. And therefore, if a person was over an aver b'shoigig, it makes no difference to us what exactly caused him to be in a state where he didn't realize that what he was doing was an Aveira. Because it's not the Ha'alama which we're Mechayivim for. It's not the Shgaga, it's the actual Maisa. So even though the person was Tobit Dvar Mitzvah, he thought that he was doing a Dvar Mitzvah and he was Bohol and he was Torud, he was preoccupied with the Mitzvah that he's doing, the bottom line is that he did an Aveira B'Shogeg and it wasn't an Oinus. Masha'enkin Rabbi Yeshua holds that since we learn it from Avodah Zarah and over there you weren't doing a Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua says that the of Chatos is because of the Halama, because of the Shkaga, because of the forgetting. And therefore he says, just because a person did an Aveira, as long as he was doing it because he thought he was supposed to be doing a mitzvah, and that's what he was preoccupied with doing, since the Parsha doesn't talk about such a case, the Parsha only talks about a case where a person was not preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, we cannot be mechayev him a karban. Because it's not the same level of shgaga like a regular shgaga. This person was preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. He thought that he was doing a dvar mitzvah. Using this perspective, we can understand the dialogue that happens between Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah. Reb Elezer says, the act of shechting a carbon Pesach is something that sometimes is mutter, because if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, then it's mutter. Nevertheless, when you change its shem, you do it shaloy l'shmoy, then you're chayev a carbon chatas, zvachem shein asurin l'shmon, kisheshines shmon ein adin shei chayev. Reb Elezer is focused on the action that you did, and he said that the carbon Pesach is an action that sometimes is okay. If you shecht l'shmoy, then it's mutter. Nevertheless, this same action, you could be chayev a carbon chatas as long as you are Shina. So Zvachim, which are karbonis that are Asurin Lishman, when you do it Lishman, they're not mutter. So that means that the very action, there's something wrong with doing it on Shabbos. So Kol Shekain, those karbonis, when you shech them Shaloy Lishman, you certainly should be Chayiv. Answers Rabbi Yeshua, Loi, Imam Rebbe Pesach Sheshineu B'Dover HaAsur. Toim Rebbe Zvachim Sheshineu B'Dover HaMutter. Carbon Pesach, when you changed it, you changed the bedavra aser. Masha'en kein zvachim, when you changed them, when you shecht them, l'shem Pesach, you shecht them l'shem something that was a davra mutter. And therefore, we look at the motivation, what the person was trying to do, not what the action was. That's because he holds the main chiyuv chatas is for the shgaga. It's for what brought about the fact that he did the aveira. Our Gemara is confused with trying to figure out what are we talking about in the Mishnah. It says, "A Pesach sheshachta shloy l'shma b'Shabbes chayev olav chatas." But my asking, and what is the case? Ilema b'toya, if we're talking about a person who is toya, meaning he thought it was a different type of carbon, then shamet mina akira b'toyes havya akira. We see from here that akira b'toyes, Rashi explains, shlein iskaven lakar shem pesach mimenu. It was a toyes because you thought it was a zevach achas. You weren't trying to be oiker the shem pesach from it. Nevertheless, havya akira, it is still considered an akira. Toysfis points out that this is really a machloikis in the Gemara and Menachos. What exactly is the machloikis, whether akira b'toyes havya akira or loy havya akira? The machlokes is any time a person thought that carbon A was really carbon B, he shechted it with the intention to shecht for carbon B. There's a question as to whether that has any effect in halacha. We know that there are two effects you could have when you shecht something shloi l'shma. If it's a carbon pesach or a chatas, then it passes the carbon. If it's any other carbon, then the carbon is kosher, but it's le'olo l'bailam l'shem choiva. In any case, what happens when a person did it betois? He didn't do it intentionally, it's just that he was under the impression that it was carbon B. Now, at first glance, the man d'yomro holds akira betois, havi akira, makes a lot of sense. Because if there is a din in a carbon that it must be geshachtin lishma, whether that's a halacha, that's leikuva, that if you don't shecht lishma, it passes the carbon, whether that is a din only to make it that it's loy alul baal m'shem choyva, but there is a stipulation, the carbon needs to be shechted lishma. Now, if the person was under a false impression, the bottom line is that he didn't shecht the carbon lishma. Why would I care that the reason why he didn't shecht l'shma was because he was under a false impression? It doesn't make a difference. I still see that the person didn't shecht l'shma. Now, while it is true that a person does not really have to have a straight-out conscious machshava of l'shma, because the rule is that stama l'shma, even if a person wasn't thinking anything or he didn't say anything, b'shas the shechitas hakarbon, it still is kosher because we say stama is l'shma. Bipashtas, that is only true in a case where the person had no machshava whatsoever. Because the simple understanding of stama lishma is that even though the person didn't have a machshava, but deep down, since the default position of this carbon is that it's supposed to be geshachten as a carbon Pesach or as a chatas, etc., the person's real machshava was to shekel lishma. He may have not enunciated that machshava. He may have not thought about it consciously. But b'pnimius machshavte, we say that it is lishma, that was the person's intention. But that is only true when the person didn't have a machshava that was different than the machshava that the carbon was supposed to have. In our case, the person had a machshava for a different carbon. So we can't say al pi pashtus, we can't say stama lishma, because stama lishma means that was the person's inner machshava. He really meant to do it lishma. He may have not said it, but that's what he wanted. But if the person said a different carbon, then how could we say stama lishma? So Rabbi Chanan the Kovet Shiurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Beis, and the Stipel in Kilos Yankiv and Zvachim, Simen Beis, also in Shalos Tshuvas, Minchas Baruch, Simen Gimel, you see a similar Yisoid. They all bring a raya from this Gemara to the famous Yisoid that the Briska Rav says in Chedushim Allah Rambam, in Maaseh Karbonis, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. Over there, the Briska Rav says his famous Yisoid that Stama Lishma does not mean that the person deep down had this Machshava. Stama Lishma is something objective about the carbon. Every carbon is miyuad for a certain purpose. It is destined for a tachlis, and the stama, the default of that carbon, is to be geshachten for that purpose. Stama lishma is something about the carbon, not about the person's machshava. Not only that, says the Briska Rav. Briska Rav goes one step further. He says that the stama lishma is something that a person cannot be oiker, because it is something that is so integral to the carbon that the carbon automatically is geshachten for the purpose, even without the person's machshava. Why is it then, says the Briska Rav, that a person passels the carbon when he shechts it shelo lishma, if it's a chatas or a carbon Pesach? That is not because the person has changed the stama lishma. The stama lishma remains the way it was before. There's rather a special din that a machsheves shelo lishma is a machsheva hapeiseles. Just like the Torah was machadish, that a person who thinks during the shechitas hakarbon that he's going to eat the basar chutz lizmanoi, he makes it pigel. But the pigel comes as a result of a machshava hapeiseles. It's not like the person has changed anything about the carbon. Rather, when the person thinks that machshava during the shechitas hakarbon, the Torah says it becomes pigel. Hu adin, when a person thinks during the shechitas hapesach or during the shechitas hachatas that he's doing it shaloi lishma, that passels the carbon. It did not change the stama lishma. If this is true, then we can understand the Man D'Yomar who holds Akira Betois Loi Havi Akira. When a person chooses to have a Machsheva Shaloi Lishma, but it wasn't because he really intentionally wanted it Shaloi Lishma, it was because he thought the carbon was a different carbon, that is not going to passel the carbon. That is a Machsheva that is not Peiselis. Rabbi Chanan over there actually takes issue with the second Chiddush that we mentioned from the Briska Rav. He actually mentions it B'Shem Reb Chaim, the same Yisoid, aside from the fact that it appears in the Chedushei HaGriz al Rambam, but Reb Chaim also said such a Yisoid. And like we said, there are two levels of Chiddush in the Briska Rav and Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Number one, the Chiddush about Stama Lishma. Stama Lishma, according to them, is not a description of what is going on inside the person's mind. Stama Lishma is a state that the carbon is in. Since it is miyuad, since it is designated for a certain thing, that makes that the shechita is automatically done. With or without the person's das, it is done for that thing. Once you accept that chiddush, that already answers the question we asked on our Gemara. Because the question we asked is that even if the person had a machshava betos for a different carbon, the person is still lacking a positive machshava. He clearly was not mechashiv for this carbon. The answer is, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the person was not mechashiv for this carbon, there is the concept of stama lishma. What happens ordinarily when a person is mechashiv shaloi lishma? So that, the Briska Rav and Reb Chaim both say that when a person is mechashiv shaloi lishma, it's a machshava hapeiseles. It does not oiker the stama lishma. The stama lishma remains, but the person now is poisel it just like you passel a carbon with machsheves chutz lizmanai by pigel. And like we said, according to that, it comes out that when a person was mechashiv betos, that machsheva does not take any effect on the carbon because he really didn't mean to have the machsheva shaloi lishma. However, Rabbi Chanan says you could say that a machsheva shaloi lishma is not a machsheva hapeiseles like the machsheves pigel. The machsheva shaloi lishma is oiker the Mistama Lishma. Even though the carbon originally was designated for a certain purpose, and that is its shame, the moment a person comes and has a Machsheva Shalo Lishma, that is Oiker, the stama of the carbon, and is Miyachedit for a different carbon. So if the person had no Machsheva, he agrees to the first step of Chiddush in the Brisk Rav and Reb Chaim that Stama Lishma is not a statement about what's going on inside the person's mind. We do not need the person to designate the carbon for a specific purpose. It's automatically designated because Stama Lishma. However, if the person does have Machshava Shelo Lishma, he's oiker that Stama Lishma and designated for a new carbon. Says Reb Chanan, even so, it's possible that when the person does that Akira Betos, he's Miyachida for a new carbon only because he thought it was a different carbon, but not because he had intention to be oiker the Stama Lishma. That is not called an akira, and that does not take away the original yichud of the carbon. So in short, both the Bechanan and the Brisker Rav agree that Stama Lishma is a statement about the carbon and is not a statement about what the person is thinking inside his mind. Their argument is, what happens when a person has a machshava shaloy lishma, a conscious machshava shaloy lishma, he wants a shecht for a different carbon? How does that possible carbon, according to the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim, that passels it just like pigle passels a carbon because the person had a machshava hapeiselis, but not because the carbon became designated for a new purpose. It's a new chiddush kra that there's machshava that passels the carbon. According to Rabbi Chanan, the way that it passels it is it actually is oiker the stama lishma, designates it for a new carbon. So according to Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav, the reason why akira betos loy have akira according to that man the Yomar is because that is not a legitimate machshava that's peiselis. The only time that we say that a person, his machshava shaloy lishma, could passel the carbon is when he thinks it's this carbon and has machshava shaloy lishma. But when he thinks it's a different carbon, that's not a machshava that passels. According to Rabbi Chanan, the reason why akira betoyis loy havi akira is because that's not a successful way of redirecting the stoma of the carbon. The stoma of the carbon was designated for a certain purpose. Now the person has to come and consciously designate it for a new purpose. And that's what machshava shaloy lishma does. When the person does that based on a mistake because he thought it was a different carbon, that is not oiker, that does not redirect the carbon to become shechted for a new purpose. To put it in Rabbi Chanan's terminology, the kivan de kodshim staman lishman kaimi, since kodshim are staman lishma oimed, einon nekarin miyichudan, they do not become nekar from their designation. Ela al yidei akirasi shehu miyachdan l'shem acher, he needs to be miyachdan for something else. The kivan de akira betoyis they remain in their original designated form. It happens to be that the Lashon of our Gemara, Akira Betos, Havi Akira or Loi Havi Akira, sounds very much like Rabbi Chanan, not like Brisker Rav and Rabbi Chaim, because according to them, it's a question of a type of Machshava HaPeiselis. It's not an issue of Akira. You're not really being Oiker anything. You have to say that according to them, the Kavanah of the Gemara is an attempted Akira. The attempted Akira is the Machshava HaPeiselis. Just to illustrate, the Machlokes will mention one Nafkamina. There's a Tosfos in Menaches, Daf Mem Beis, that says that if a person did tzviya, he died tzitzis, l'shem tzitzis, and l'shem nisoyin, which means that he had mixed machshavas. His intention was not only to be tzveya l'shem tzitzis, but it was also for other purposes. Tosfos says over there that the tzitzis are pasul. Tzitzis need to be l'shma, and Tosfos says it's pasul, and they bring a raya from the fact that if a person does kmitza to a mincha, l'shma and shaloi l'shma, he has mixed machshavas, it passels the mincha. Asks Reb Chaim, how could that be true? You had two machshavas. That's over there by mincha, because your machshava is machshava ha-peiselis. So even though you also had a good machshava, but since you mixed in a machshava shaloi l'shma is a negative machshava ha-peiselis. Masha'en came by tzitzis, there's no such thing as machshava ha-peiselis. By tzitzis is just making sure that you did it l'shma. Says Reb Chanan, obviously Tosfos does not hold like the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim. Tosfos holds like me, says the Reb Chanan. Tosfos holds that machshava shaloi l'shma by kodshim is not a machshava ha-peiselis like pigle, rather it's a machshava establishing that this thing is not being done l'shem, the proper purpose. It's an akira. And since it's an akira, just like over there, we say when you have a machshava l'shma and shaloi l'shma, it's considered nekar. The fact that you mixed in a machshava shaloi l'shma is considered like it was now designated for the wrong purpose. So too, when you mix in to the tzviya a machshava of shaloi l'shma by tzitzis, you also had a machshava l'shma, but since you included a machshava shaloi l'shma, that will now be oiker the tzitzis from being designated for the proper purpose. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Yeshua's response to the raya that Rabbi Lezer brought from Emurei Tzibur. He says that Emurei Tzibur shekein yesh lahen kitzva. Tamer bePesach shein like kitzva. Emurei Tzibur is something that has a kitzva. It's not like you bringing numerous Emurei Tzibur. There's only one time that it's brought, and once it's brought, there's no reason to make a mistake about other karbanis that they're included in the Emurei Tzibur. Mashenken by Karban Pesach, it's possible to make a mistake because there are many karbanis Pesach being brought. On that, the Gemara asks, "Lememr de kol heicha de isle kitzva mechayv Rabbi Yeshua vari tinoikos the yeshlein kitzva tinoikos is something that's yeshlein kitzva." So somebody has to be mal two tinoikos, one b'Shabbos and one after Shabbos. He knows that he only has to be mal on Shabbos one of them. The Gemara then brings the Mishnah in Perek Blazer de Mila. Mishayilu shnei tinoikos. The first case in the Mishnah is echel amoylu achra Shabbos ve'echel amoylu b'Shabbos. He has a tinoik that he has to be mal after Shabbos and one that he has to be mal on Shabbos. V'shokach umal es shel achra Shabbos b'Shabbos. The person forgot, and he was mal the one that was supposed to be nimal after Shabbos, and he was malim on Shabbos. Chayiv. That person is chayiv. That, everybody agrees, is chayiv, because the one that he was mal is not even higiyas manay. The question that we have to ask is, why are you chayiv achatos? Inasmuch as you're not mekayim the mitzvahs mila, this should be called a mekalkel. You're doing something that is a kilkel for the tinuk. Reb Kiveger in the Mishnayos and the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Nun Beis both say, based on the sugya increases, that the Mishnah, which says that your chayiv, a carbon chattas, is going according to Man Yomar, who holds mekalkel b'chabura chayiv. That is machlokes in Shabbos. Daf kovav amid aleph machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. If mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv or potter, says Reb Kiveger, this Mishnah is obviously going according to Man Yomar, who holds that mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv. The problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, paskins that Mekalkel B'chabura is Potter. Yet the Rambam paskins, in the case of our Mishnah, that you are Chayiv Chattas. How could that be? If Rabbi Kiveger says that the Mishnah can only be, according to Man Yomar, Mekalkel B'chabura Chayiv, then how could the Rambam paskin the case of the Mishnah that you're Chayiv Chattas if the Rambam Shita is that you're Potter by Mekalkel B'chabura? The answer to this is that if you take a look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Shabbos on this Mishnah that our Gemara brings down, the Rambam says clearly that you are chayev because you're considered a misakin, not a mekalkel. The question is, why does the Rambam consider you a misakin? You have not been yotze the mitzvahs mila. Now, it really depends. The Ramah in Simen Reish Samach Beis in Yerodeah, Sif Aleph, says that if a person is mal, koidim zmanoi, toich shmoina, the person was yoytzer mitzvahs mila. So if the Rambam held like that Ramah, that would be fine, because you were yoytzer mitzvahs mila, and that's the tikkun. However, the Shach brings down that that's not the case. He argues and he says that if a person does mila toich shmoina, then he has to be matif bimenu dam bris. It's not enough the fact that he was mal because he wasn't yotzer mitzvahs mila. However, we can answer this question by saying that although you have a chiyuv to be matif bimenu dam bris the next day when it's already shmoina, there still is a tikkun during toich shmoina when you were mal the child before his man, because that makes him no longer an oral. What is that negeya? This is also a Rambam, and it comes out the Rambam Lashitasei. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Trumas, Halacha Yod Aleph, paskins that a Noilad Mohol, somebody who is born already Mohol, is allowed to eat Truma. Even though the Halacha is that somebody who does not have a Bris Mila is not allowed to eat Truma. And the Halacha is that a person who is Noilad Mohol, you're Mechuyev to be Matif Mimenu Dam Bris. So you see that you have not yet been mekayim mitzvahs mila. Nevertheless, the fact that he was noilad mohol allows him to eat truma. What do you see? You see that a person could be considered a non-oral, even though there's a chiyuv to do mila. The same thing would hold true, according to the Rambam, by somebody who you were mal, toich shmoina. Even though you have to be mativ menu dam bris, the Rambam says you're a misakin. Why are you a misakin? We could say you're a misakin, the person that he's not an oral, and that's negeya le'inyan achilas truma. He will be allowed to eat truma, although you still have to be mekayim mitzvahs mila. In the sugyat mavur, that even in the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who patters a tov dvar mitzvah, there is a machloikas tanoim, how to understand that shita. Because Reb Meir holds that tov dvar mitzvah is potter from a karbon chatas, whether the person did a mitzvah while he was doing the act that he did, or whether he did not do a mitzvah. Masha'en Kain, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that it has to be tov dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, says that the reason behind Shitas Reb Shimon ben Elazar is that he learns out, according to Reb Yeshua, who learns from Avodah Zarah, that the Chiyuv Chatas has to be similar to the case of Avodah Zarah, since in Avodah Zarah, the person wasn't doing a Maisa Mitzvah, so anytime the person, at the time that he's doing an Aveira, is also doing a Maisa Mitzvah, he's not Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. Mashenkin Reb Meir holds, also, that we learn according to Yeshua from Avodah Zarah, but like we mentioned earlier, that in Avodah Zarah, the person wasn't preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. Anytime the person is preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, even if the act that he does is not a mitzvah, but it's still not similar enough to Avodah Zarah, and he's potter from a karban chatas. As we mentioned earlier, the svara behind learning out from Avodah Zarah, at least according to Reb Meir, is understood, because there's a certain way to understand the chiyuv of karban chatas. The hainu that you're chayiv because of the shgaga, because of the halama, the fact that the person forgot it. If the, what brought the person to be in a state that he forgot that a certain fact is true, like this is the wrong carbon, etc. If what brought that about was the fact that he was preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, so it's not as much of a chutzpah, it's not as much of an avla that he forgot that information. However, the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is harder to understand, because if the inyan is that the person who's preoccupied with doing a mitzvah is less responsible for the act of the Aveira that he did as a result, why then does it make a difference that the person does a mitzvah b'shas ma'aser or not? Why do we care if it was tobit var mitzvah v'asa mitzvah? Even if it was loy asa mitzvah, he was tarit. And einach enami, the parsha of Avodah Zarah, is only said in a case where the person is doing an Aveira. You never have a case of a person who is doing an act of Avodah Zarah and is doing a mitzvah at the same time. But it's hard to understand the svara. Why should I care? The avla that he did was an avla. And if the reason to excuse him is because he was preoccupied, so then you shouldn't need asa mitzvah. In the Sefer Lev Yam in Psachim, Simen Mem Vav, he explains that the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon ben Elazar is really a machloikis whether the ptur that we learn out from Avodah Zarah is based on the time of the Kra, the Svara, that the person was Torah and Bohu Lasis mitzvah, and therefore it makes no difference whether the person actually did a mitzvah or not. Or the Hesber is that it's straight out Gzeres HaKosev, and it's not doima enough to Avodah Zarah. When the Torah describes the scenario in which a person is chayiv a karbon chatas, the Torah only describes a scenario that's doima to Avodah Zarah and doesn't involve the act of a mitzvah. Masha'en kein, any case where the person actually did a mitzvah b'shas when he was doing the Aveira is not doima to the Parsha, and therefore does not have the same kapara, the same karbon chatas, the same chiyuv as a person who did not do a mitzvah. To go a little deeper, we could probably say that the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon ben Elazar is based on the discussion we had earlier. According to Reb Meir, it's possible that the entire chiyuv chatas is something that relates to the person's shgaga, to having forgotten, and therefore all that matters is what brought about the state of forgetfulness. So if it was done through a mitzvah, then it's not doima enough to have a rizara in terms of its shgaga. Masha'en Kain, Reb Shimon ben Elazar perhaps holds that the chiyuv chatas relates to the Maisa Aveira, to the act that he did. And therefore, when we try to compare things to Avodah Zarah to determine whether they warrant the Chiyuv Chatas or not, we have to be focused on the act that the person did, not what brought him about, what brought about the Shgaga, rather, what was the act? Was it the type of act that's doima enough to the Aveira of Avodah Zarah? And if it's not, because at the time that you did the act, you were also doing a mitzvah, so then that's not defined as the type of act that warrants a Chiyuv Chatas. Be that as it may, we have to ask the following stira in the Rambam. Because the primary nafgamina, as the Gemara brings down in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and it's really mentioned in our Gemara in passing, the nafgamina between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Reb Meir is in the case where a person was mal, a baby that was supposed to receive his bris milah on Sunday, and he got it mixed up with another baby whose bris milah was supposed to be on Shabbos, and he was mal that baby on Shabbos. Over there, Reb Meir understands that the shita of Reb Yeshua is that he's potter because the person was preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, although the person really did not do a mitzvah. This baby is not yet roy for its bris milah. Masha'en Kein, Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that even Reb Yeshua is moide in that case that you're chayiv to bring a karban chatas. Because although you were preoccupied with doing the mitzvah milah, however, the baby that you were mal, you did not do a mitzvah with. This, by the way, parenthetically, is a kasha that is asked on the Rosh that we mentioned earlier, who holds that if you're a mal, a baby, toich zmanoi, that is called you were yotzer mitzvah milah. The assumption of the Gemara is that in this case, you were not yotzer mitzvah milah. Now, the Rambam paskins in this case, in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah understands, the Rambam's psak is that in such a case, you are potter from a Karban Chatas, which means that even though it was loy osa mitzvah, you're potter from a Karban Chatas because it was tov bedvar mitzvah, dahainu that he paskins like Reb Meir bedas Reb Yeshua. However, the Rambam in the same parak in Halachat Zayin says, "Mishahaya lefana b'leili haPesach tzli shel Pesach v'noiser min hakodshim." So he has in front of him Karban Pesach and also noiser. V'niskaven lechol tzli shu mitzvah v'shogag v'ochla noiser areza chayev chatos. The person is chayev chatos, even though he was tov dvar mitzvah. His intention was to do a dvar mitzvah, and instead he did an avera, which comes from our sugya of Shlokish's memory in our sugya nischalat leishput shel noiser b'shvut shel. And as Rashi explains in our sugya, chayev the tov b'dvar mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah. That means that the Rambam is paskining like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that the only time that a person is potter for a tov b'dvar mitzvah is if he was asa mitzvah. This is a kasha that the Lechem Mishnah over there in the Rambam asks. Another kasha that he asks is that the lashon of the Rambam is very much not mashma that he passes like Rav Meir, because the lashon of the Rambam is kala oisa mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, somebody who's doing a mitzvah, ubechlal asiyasa nasa. And he goes and gives various examples. So it's clear that the Rambam holds of the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar that you need to have Tov Dvar Mitzvah V'Osa Mitzvah. So how are we to explain the Shita of Rambam L'Gabi Tinoikis that it passes like Rav Meir, that even though you weren't being Mekayim a Mitzvah at all, you're still Potter from a Karban Chatas? So perhaps we can answer this kasha on the Rambam based on a Gemara in Krisis Daf Yotesim Abayz. Over there, the Gemara brings down the same machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, whether a person who's mal a tinoik, whose mila is supposed to be tomorrow, and he's mal him on Shabbos, whether you're chayiv or potter, the Gemara brings down that down in a separate context. The Gemara over there is talking about the inyan of misasek. Misasek, the halacha is that if a person is involved in doing an act of heter, for example, somebody was miskaven to pick up something from the ground which was tolush, and instead he mistakenly picked up something that was mukhabar and he was tolush it. So he was over a malacha. However, he's potter because of the din of misasik. Misasik means he was involved. Since he was involved in something else, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk asher chotaba prat lemisasik bedover acher ve'asu dover zeh. It's as if this thing happened on its own because he was really involved in doing something else, and this thing was a byproduct of what he was really trying to do. The Gemara there mentions an added time that on Shabbos there's a din called meleches machsheves, and since the person was not executing a machsheva that he had when he did this malacha, so he's not chayiv since he was misasik. After saying in the Gemara increases that misasik is potter, the Gemara asks a question. How could you tell me that misasik is potter? The case of tinoikis is like misasik. Somebody who has two tinoikis, lomel, one b'Shabbos and one achra Shabbos, we know, says the Gemara, there's machloikis, Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Yeshua. And even Rebbe Yeshua, who says that you're potter, it's not because of misasik, it's because of tov b'dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara answers, Hanach l'tinoikos. The Gemara says tinoikos is a special din. Hoyel umekalkal b'chabura chayev, misasik b'chabura chayev. The Gemara understands the iser choyvel to be special. Since you find that by the iser choyvel, you're chayev, although kol umekalkalim p'turin, so usually, in order for a person to be chayev on Shabbos, he has to do something constructive. Mashenki the din choyvel, you're chayev, even though you're not doing something constructive. You're doing something destructive. Mekalkal is usually potter, but mekalkal b'chabura is chayev. Therefore, says the Gemara, Hu adin misasek b'chabura is chayiv. Because one of the understandings as to why you're potter for the din of misasek is like we said, meleches machsheves asr Torah. And part of meleches machsheves is that you have to be doing constructive. Since mekalkal clearly doesn't have the stipulation that you have to do something constructive, so you'll be chayiv even if you were a misasik. Now, we already mentioned earlier in this shir that the shita sarambam is that mekalkal b'chabura potter. That if a person, while he's doing the meleches choyvel, he's mekalkel, meaning he's not doing it for any constructive purpose, like he needs the dam, he's not chayiv, he's potter. You have the ptur mekalkal even by meleches choyvel. You see this in the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yedzayin Hilchos Shabbos as well. That is the Shittas Rambam. Lefize, it comes out that according to the Rambam, you really don't need to come on to the Ptur of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah in order to explain why you would be Pater by the case of Tinoikis. When somebody has two Tinoikis, Echad Lomel B'Shabbos and Echad Lomel Achra Shabbos, Lefize Shittas Rambam, Be'emes, you don't have to have the Ptur of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah that's learnt out from Avodah Zarah, because you anyway have a Ptur called Misasik. The Rambam would explain that the whole Gemara, based on the edus of the Gemara increases, the whole Gemara that learns out from Avodah Zarah, the special Ptur of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah to explain the case of Tinoikos, is only going according to the Man D'Yomer Mekalkel B'Chabura Chayiv. In which case we could say that as far as the special din of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar and not like Reb Meir. He paskins that the only time that a person is potter when he's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is when he's Asa Mitzvah as well. There's another halacha which allows him to be potter in the case of Tinoikis, and that's why it looks like the Rambam paskins like Reb Meir. But since the Lashonis of the Rambam are clear that he paskins like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, we can say that his real psak is like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's just a side reason because of the din of Misasek that allows you to be potter in the case of Tinoikis. Why then does the Rambam paskin in the case of a person who had in front of him a tzli shel pesach and noiser shel kodshim? Why do we say that over there you are chayev chatas? Why don't we say that you're potter because misasek? The teretz is very simple. The Gemara says that misasek b'chalovim v'arayas chayev shekein nene. By achila and by arayas, since the guf of the person is being nene, there is no ptur misasek. The reason is because the way that the achronim explain is that the person who is nene is so connected to what he's doing that we can't say that it happened haphazardly as if it happened by itself. Regular misasek, we say that the person is involved in doing A. B happened, it was derech agav, it was memela. Masha'en came something that the person's nene in that connects him too much to what he's doing, and it's like the person is doing it. This could also be the reason why our Gemara doesn't bother to bring down the limud from Avodah Zarah, because according to the Man D'Yomer Mekalkel B'Chabura Potter, you don't even have to explain it with the pasuk that's learned out from Avodah Zarah. It's Potter because of the Ptur of Misasik. So while the Gemara in Shabbos brings down the limit, that's because the Gemara in Shabbos holds like the Man D'Yomer Mekalkel B'Chabura Chayiv, like we explained. But our Gemara, if we hold Mekalkel B'Chabura Potter, doesn't even need the limit. That explains Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Lezer argue? If there's another Ptur called Misasik, why would Rabbi Lezer argue on that Ptur? We could say a nice Chiddush. If you look at the Rishonim there, Rashi and Krisis, Daf Yotes Mebeis, the Rishonim in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis Mebeis, it's clear that the din misasik is only true if the person was involved in doing a maisa shel heter. Now, when a person is involved in the maisa of shchitas hapesach on Shabbos, we can clear, is that called a maisa shel heter or not? And that is dependent on a shaila that we discussed in the beginning of our perek, which we explained then is a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. Namely, if the din that we learn out from the pasuk of B'moyadoi, that you're allowed to shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, is that what we call hutra or dechuya? Is it that the Torah said this maisa is totally mutter, it is a maisa shel heter? When the Torah originally gave the Yisuri Shabbos, it was not including a case where a person has to shech the carbon Pesach, or is it dechuya, which means that it is a maisa shel iser? It's not a maisa shel heter, it's just that the mitzvah overrides the Isser. That's called the Chuya. We can say, based on what we explained at the beginning of our Perek, the first Mishnah in Perek Elu Dvarim, we explained that that is Gufa the Machloikas, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua in the Mishnah over there. Rebbe Lezer holds that the Geder of B'moyadoi is the Chuya, which means that the Maisa of Shechting a Karban Pesach on Shabbos is actually not a Maisa Shal Heter. It is overridden by the mitzvah to Shecht the Karban Pesach, but it's not a Maisa Shal Heter. Masha'enkin, Rebbe Yeshua's Shita is that it's a Hutra, it's a Maisa Shal Heter, and that's how we gave a Hezber. The machloik is there. According to this, it's beautiful. The din misasek we know is only when you involved in doing a maisa shel heter. The chuya is not enough for misasek, and therefore the ptur misasek, according to Belezer, will not exist. The Gemara says in one teretz that the reason why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, a person was eating truma and it turns out that he's ben grusha ben chalutza, he's potter from Karen v'chaimish, according to one teretz in the Gemara, is because we're talking about zman of bohol, it's erva pesach. According to the other teretz in the Gemara, shiny truma de ikri avoida, and the Torah was machshir the avoida of a person who turns out to be a cholo. There's a very interesting piece in the Mekorei Kodesh from Tzvi Pesach Frank, Chelik Beis Pesach in Simen Lamed Ois Dalet. Over there, he's discussing Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perikas Halacha Aleph, that wants to know whether a person could be yoytze the mitzvah of dalet koisis with yayin shel shvius. The hesber he brings down from Kunshas Achron and Sefer Pas HaShulchan on shvius, what the Rishalmi's shaila is, explains that since there's a mitzvah according to the Shittas Ramban, who is moin in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah asay to eat peiris shvius. So he says there's a mitzvah to eat peiris shvius, and we paskin ein oisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Since there's a mitzvah to eat peiris shvius, and this person is being mekayim that mitzvah with another mitzvah of Dalet Koises, there's a rule, ein oitzin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. On that, he brings somebody that wanted to be doicha from our Gemara, because we know that the halacha is that Koyanim could be yoitzer their chi of matzah with challah and truma. Now, our Gemara says that Achilas Truma is called Avoida. If it's called Avoida, so then how could Koyanim be yoitzer their mitzvah Achilas matzah with Truma? If Truma is an avoidus, they have a mitzvah achilas Truma that they have to accomplish, and there's also a mitzvah achilas matzah. We should have the law of ein oisen mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. He answers with the Dover Yokar, and that is as follows. He says that there's a difference between Truma and Shvius. And he bases this on two hakdamas. Hakdama number one, he says that the Achronim say b'shitas halavush that the kiyum mitzvah haseh of achilas matzah, how are yoytzei achilas matzah? They are machriya that it's with hanas me'ayim and not hanas groinoi. There are two types of hanah that a person can have when he eats. One is the hanah as he's swallowing, that's called hanas groinoi. Most isurim, you're over with hanas groinoi, and the nafkamina is if a person would take a chatzi zayas, swallow it, and then regurgitate it, and then take another chatzi zayas and swallow it, he would be over the isur of macholas asuris, because the isur is totally on hanas groinoi, not hanas me'ayim. It doesn't have to be in his me'ayim. Rather, the isur is based on hanas me'ayim. Masha'en came by achilus matzah, he brings down the shittas alavush, that the mitzvah is in hanas me'ayim. So if a person were to take a chatzi zayis of matzah and then regurgitate it and then swallow another chatzi zayis, he would not be yoytze the mitzvah. That's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is a tzayz yishanim in Yuma Pei Aleph and Iksumas Daf Lamed that says that truma is mischaleles ba'achila, which means that it becomes chulin as soon as the person swallows it. That means truma, on its way down, as the person is swallowing it, it becomes no longer truma. It's mischaleles al yidei that maisa of blia. If we put these two pieces of information together, we have an answer to the kasha, and our Gemara is not shver on the din of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas that's brought in Yerushalmi. Because once we know that the mitzvah of matzah is totally on hanas me'ayim, so the two mitzvahs are not being mekuyim at the same time. The mitzvah achilas truma happens as it's going down b'shas bliya. At that point, it becomes ois truma. When it goes down into his me'ayim, that's not mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because you're not being mekayim the mitzvah at the same moment.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.